Today I'd like to talk a little bit about wind erosion through the years. Many people have done a lot before me. I included Dr. Wagner on here because he's our main scientist we work with at in Manhattan, Kansas right now. And we kind of started with trouble in the heartland, is the way I've kind of put this. We saw wind erosion occur. We heard first speaker talk a little bit about Hugh Hammond Bennett, and you kind of stole part of this talk out of the middle, so I can kind of go right through it. But essentially, we plowed out the prairie in a time when we had some drought conditions coming on the country, and it kind of combined with the depression. And so, the term Dirty 30s was kind of coined, and we had a lot of examples of old pictures that are around that you can take a look at of all of this. I've got a few of them listed here today. There are some other terms for the big duster, but I chose to use the big duster for that. Farming on the dry lands in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico and Kansas set up the nation for an opportunity to raise everybody's consciousness and concern about wind erosion. And so the Depression came on us, and that also helped because we had the CCC folks. Everybody was kind of out of work. And, working in the West, we have a chance to see all of these timber, there's a lot of plantings that went on hilltops. And so they're around here today, and they were set out 75 years ago, and some of them are still doing the job today. So we had a lot of people working under this Recovery Act that was mentioned earlier for soil erosion control work. And had a lot of families that were disrupted. We talk about our depression and a little bit of our recession that we're going through now. It was nothing like those folks had. You talk to some of them now, and they always had difficulty in surviving. We've talked about Hugh Hammond Bennett, and he took advantage of this thing that happened out in the plains. So as we mentioned before, Bennett worked as a soil scientist for the Bureau of Chemistry and Soils. And in April of 14th, 1933, on a Sunday, an erosion event came out of the Great Plains and headed towards Washington. And that helped him persuade Congress to act on developing the Soil Erosion Service, and then SCS, and then NRCS. Wind erosion moved the Farm Bill through Congress and got it. Public Law 46 was passed, and that same picture that you saw before down there, it was a very dramatic time in Washington when the cloud came over the city. So getting on a little bit farther down, we have lots of great people have worked on this before me in working in some of this, and the physics of windblown sand, Bagnall published that in 41, and it stated that the subject of sand movement lies far more in the realm of physics than in geomorphology. Apparently, they were looking at where it lies in the topography rather than the physics. And then he was nicknamed the father of saltation, being the particles that start erosion. And so the first lab was set up in Kansas, and the Research and Marketing Act of 46 provided the funding for the Wind Erosion Project. And it was set up in this farm machinery hall, was erected in 48 on the Kansas State University. I think it was Kansas State Ag College then. And then some of the early equipment looks a little archaic right now, but it actually did the job for them at that time. And interestingly enough, it was administered by the Research Division of the Soil Conservation Service. So we actually gave ARS their start in the mid-40s. And then establishing on the campus of Kansas State in 47 was where the research was really centralized. And then they had a lot of things in the 40s and 50s that they did. They had the indoor wind tunnels that they had there. Guys like Chappelle and Znig and Woodruff continued to work on wind tunnels and all aspects of erosion, outside as well as inside. These guys were very, very important in developing how we look at wind erosion and where how it starts and where it comes from. And Znig headed the early effort on that, and I think that's a picture of him. I hope it's right. But Chappelle then took over in 53 to 63 and headed the team that developed the wind erosion equation, which is what we got in 65, I think. I got a slide coming up on that. They established five key factors for wind erosion, and that was soil cloddiness, ridge roughness, field length, climate, and vegetative material that are all involved in whether or not the soil erodes. And so then in 63 to 75, Woodruff finished the work because Chappelle passed away before he could publish it and get it out. So Woodruff finished the work, and it came out. And it came out in this booklet that we got in about 65, I think. Woodruff and Sidway published it in 65, and then the Soil Conservation Service began using it in 1964 to predict erosion on farmlands. And basically, we've kind of been there the whole time now, but Craig and others in the SCS agronomists published the guide that you see here. That was what we got handed off in NRCS to use in 65. So the equation was then in 65 was erosion was a function of IKCLS. And I was for the soil erodibility, K was for ridge roughness and random roughness, I might add there. And then C was the climate factor, which were mostly based on temperature and precip and based on some what we would call Kligen sites or sites that we have now for climate, which are rainfall and temperature and precip sites. And then the field length was involved, and then the vegetative factor, very important that we monitor how the plants grew on the land. So when we first started, this is one of my early sheets that I filled out in 85 I filled out. So I've learned how to do this. For the first time, SCS was able to estimate soil loss due to wind. This happened to be a management period form where you'd go across here and you'd estimate the period of time for each one of these things, and you'd look them up on a bunch of charts and you'd add up the erosion rate at the end. And you see, I wasn't very good then, and that's why I adopted computers really well, because I had lots of scratch outs and do-overs, which this just drove me absolutely crazy. And that's why I pretty much went where I did on my career, because I said there's got to be a better way to do this. And so we developed alternatives. Using this, we developed alternatives to reduce soil loss in the fields. One of my first ones, like I said, took me 3.5 hours to complete. And you were never quite sure that you made all the interpolations correctly, because you got to interpolate the tables two different directions, and it was just bad. There was no way about it. It was just bad. So then later on, in about 88, somebody gave me a computer. One big mistake, you know, big mistake for the agency to give me a computer. So I said, well, there's got to be a better way than me adding up things, because I don't do well at that. So we developed this spreadsheet eventually, but we went through some iterations before that. I call that times where we were just learning how to learn how to do things. And so SCS developed a DOS version first, and then a Folks version, and then a CAMPS version. And finally, we went to a 98, we went to an Excel spreadsheet like you see next to here. So, and it actually got used a little bit in the field offices. So, but it isn't without its faults, and it's not that great anyway, because the biggest thing wrong with WQ, is that the climates do not match and do not give you a good understanding in the east of to make this erosion model work. So, additional information, just to talk a little bit about Freire and Big Springs made a substantial contribution. His work in Texas, he collected lots of data. He did three thousands of these, I think. Samples were from 7 states, and we use that in the current WEPS model I'll talk about here in just a minute. He also is still manufacturing these bees knee samplers. 8 test sites were used. His data is used to calibrate WEPs, the way we use it now. So that's really good. So the Weir Rucites that I'm working with in NRCS, Ed Skidmore and Dr. Wagner, headed up ARS research unit in that was established in 47, and the project was under their SCS leadership until 53, and then they've solved many problems with the wind erosion, the WEPs equation, since 05, and given NRCS a very good interface which to run the 7 submodels in WEPs on. So I've worked with on extensive databases in those since 06. It's taken a lot of work to get everything to run. This is just a snapshot of the interface that we're using for WEPs. Was handed off to us in 05. It's taken from 05 to 10, that's 5 years, to get this thing to where we're using it now. The wind erosion prediction system is a process-based model, quite different from WQ in that it estimates in cells in the field, and it also gives you erosion rate from all different directions. There's quite a lot of differences between them, and there's much more information is given on that. We still have a lot of work to do. You know these areas that are the purple dots on here? Those purple dots are still out there, and there's still a lot of work to be done in the field on wind erosion. Here's just a couple of snapshots of stuff that's still going on. Cotton in the cotton area in Texas still looks bad like that. I just took this a month ago up in Wisconsin in the middle part of the states where they're growing potatoes and carrots and still got problems with pedestaling. Oddly enough, in Hawaii, they've got some sandy soils that they're taking out sugarcane. They still got problems. We've got potatoes in Idaho, right, Gary? That still we have some issues with because it's growing on some sandy ground. So sugar beets up in Minnesota still have some issues. We have a good example of what can be done using a cover crop in between them. So new work. Ted Zobeck's working with us on some muck soils or the histosols. I think we still need some work done on those hydric soils up there to understand how they erode. They get into the water course. They're very productive when they're drained. So in summary, the soil erosion service had a good start, the good Dust Bowl days, and the soil erosion service work hard on practices. Wind erosion prediction is where we're going now, and a lot of work still remains to be done.
Thank you,
Mike. We have a couple of minutes before we're scheduled for our next presentation, so are there any
questions? I just have one thing to add. Mike? God works in ways. I believe in them, and he's, you know, I've worked a long time, and over the weekend, on Friday, we pushed the model to, I believe it's to 13,000 computers. Anybody that has a toolkit loaded should have WEPs loaded now.
Thank you.
Yep.